This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast. Hello everyone, welcome to episode 6 of the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
And I'm Helen Thorne. Hello people.
Hello, and we've got another special guest for you this episode. It's, well normally at this point I say it's the lovely so-and-so, but we've got a man, ladies and gentlemen, a man. And I don't know if lovely is a gender appropriate, or maybe it's sexist to say it's not, I don't know.
Hello.
Does that sound lovely, listeners?
Definitely a man.
It's Steve Hill. Hooray!
Hooray, Steve!
Steve is a stay-at-home dad. Is that how you would describe yourself?
I would, yeah. I mean, erstwhile magazine personality, TV star, international poker player, reduced to wiping asses for a two-year-old male human.
This podcast, we're of course going to focus on men and what they do. We thought it was really important because we have had 5 episodes, which frankly have had...
I thought you were going to say 5 listeners.
Yeah.
I think we're up to 7 now.
Yeah, that's right. No, so we've had a lot of focus on the fanoir. We've had focus on the boobs. Stay with us, Steve. Yeah. Lock the door, Ellie. So we've had lots of lady bits. But, of course, parenting or children, in fact...
It takes two.
It does. It probably takes a whole army. If you're thinking about my children, we need to hear a male voice, and what a male voice we have on the episode tonight. Say, talk again, Steve.
What would you like to know? I normally speak gibberish. This is the first time I've been in a room with two adults. Oh, look, a helicopter.
digger.
Basically, just pointing out the colour and size of vehicles is my normal chat. Big
That's
car,
it.
Red lorry, yellow lorry.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a quick Scabby Daddy's shout out to my own father, and I was talking to him about parenthood, and he so kindly, I'm one of 5 kids, and I'm the 4th out of 5, and he said to me, because I said, I'm only going to have 2 children, he said, yeah, if I had my time again, I wouldn't have had so many kids.
That's a charm.
Mr. Thorne,
which one wouldn't you have had? I'm number 4, Father.
Middle school.
Anyway, yeah, he's regretted that phrase because I now put it in my comedy routine.
Oh!
And tell, yeah, well, all of you guys. So, yeah, good one, Dad.
I think we'll make it the tagline of the podcast.
So yeah. That's I had my time again. Summary. I wouldn't have as many children. Thank you, Timothy Thorne.
So... I think it's time for current affairs.
Which is just almost as good as Handbag Surprise, but yes.
Oh, this week, Helen, I think it's better because what a current affair have we got for you this week? It's the current affair that's been on everyone's lips.
Stop it.
Not literally.
Well, no, look, Ellie will compose herself.
I'm composed.
Okay, so...
So we've decided because we're going to be talking about some sensitive issues on this podcast, we've bought a comedy horn... And if
that,
anyone
that's
goes
the podcast
too far,
in itself, yeah.
If at any point any of us thinks someone else is going too far, they can pick up the comedy horn and just draw a line under it, yeah. And we can just move on.
So I don't know if you've guessed it by now, but we will be talking about penis beakers on the podcast today because I don't know if anyone's read the newspaper in the last 2 weeks in any continent in the world, but there was an amazing post on a website called Mumsnet in which a very concerned mother talked about how her husband cleans his penis with a beacon of water beside the bed. And this, of course, prompted a flurry of responses that became an international sensation. It was like Gangnam Style for penis hygiene. Could we say that?
Is this why
we
I'm
can
here?
Now.
Penis beaker. We have had many a listener who said, please, please talk about this. So here we are.
Steve, what did you think when you...
How clean is your doodle, PP, Willie?
Spotless.
Oh, no. Spotless. There we are.
This isn't really a parenting issue, is it? The fact it was on Mum's net.
It's on Mum's net, and it's, you know, we've had requests, Steve. We've had actual requests of people.
What do you actually want to know?
But I liked some of the responses, like, after the initial post.
Yeah.
The initial post
was, the prompt.
Was not
was like
just
the
this person
seed,
saying, oh, this is really funny. This person was saying, am I normal? And, like, 800 people went, no! You're not! You're really weird! And, like, someone wrote, like, you know, I've never heard of this. How often do you wash the beaker? Do you put it in the dishwasher?
So they've got young children running around. I mean, from my experience, young kids will pick up anything and drink it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Salty
or,
daddy.
Or dogs or cats or... Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Fair play if they're actually having sex and they've got kids.
Well, this is the thing.
Kind of takes a spontaneity out of it. Perhaps when the beaker's full, it's game on. Almost like Rick Eklund in The Wicker Man. Perhaps he rubs the top of the beaker until it makes a noise.
Gosh.
I do feel like why, well, I don't really understand it in the first place. Like, why would you, like, if you're intimate enough to have sex with each other, like, can't you just, like, go to the bathroom together after just for a little wipe, dish,
yeah, that's
whatever
right.
you like?
Yeah, that's it.
And also, even if that's what you're doing, why would you put that on the internet? Why would you write that on
the
internet?
Well, I think the key thing is, and I think for the purpose of these mothering websites and parenting websites, let's be inclusive, although, as Steve has said...
Please don't,
where's Dad's net? You don't want to talk about, I think.
No, I don't want anything to do with any other dads.
No, fair enough.
Scum of the earth.
Well, I always think it's so funny because I have a group of mums that I go out with, and then the husbands go out together, and we go out and just slag off our husbands and talk about our kids. And then my husband said... I said, what did you talk about when you went out with the dads? He was like, Shackleton? Football? I said, did you talk about us? He went, oh, just towards the end, we might have mentioned you, but nah.
It's like, you know, I don't know my friend's kids' names.
No, well, this is the thing. And we're not stereotyping, because there may be a whole host of fathers out there who love to bitch about their wives and get together and talk about the children's milestones together. But I don't think they're of the majority.
No, there's not. Especially, yeah, this is the thing. Yeah, I don't have the support network. My support network is sat there. I've got a state of it.
But
I don't mean, you don't really need it, do you?
What's that?
A support network. Stick on that.
Oh, I thought you meant a penis beaker.
we're still on penis beakers.
What do I do?
Remove sports sock, close laptop, pretend it never happened.
No cliches tonight. I almost think that's a. The comedy honk has had to come out for that one.
Or wipe your on the curtains and climb out the window in the good old days.
Oh, someone sent us this link as well. So someone on a Facebook page sent us a link to this website, Piston Heads, which I think is like a mum's net for dads thing. And they were having a conversation about the penis beaker thread and what they do. And there were some pretty strong responses.
Yeah.
And I know it's awful, but one person wrote... someone wrote, oh, wipe it on the curtains, right?
Yeah.
That was very big, yeah. Curtains were huge.
Yeah. And then someone else wrote, we've got really nice drapes, so yes. I just wipe it on my wife.
I said he f***s the drapes and wipes it on his
wife. Oh, that's nice. That's really classy. And if you are listening, f*** it on the drapes, wipe it on the wife. You know, do contact us. We'd love to catch up.
That's the kind of guy I'd like to hang around with.
Yeah.
How do you make a Venetian blind? Anyway, so... hang on. There we go. It's begun.
There we are.
I just don't... I mean, I feel slightly awkward talking about... I don't really want to reveal my own system now.
System? Is that f***ing rare? There's a system in place.
But it is interesting that the issue is do we want to talk about sex more as mothers? Have we been so deprived? Have we talked about muslin squares and Pampers wipes and poo too much that we need to have a big, big old... talk about cock and sp- and
I don't know. Interesting. One of my male friends who doesn't have kids, he read about this penis bigger thing in the paper, and he went on the thread, and he was like, I've never heard mums talk like this apart from you, in terms of like saying
apart from you, you scumbag.
Yeah, exactly. And he was like, and you don't count. But like, I've never heard.
It feels a bit gross.
I didn't realise there was this pocket of the internet where mums like talk about sex and say and take the piss out of each other and are sort of abusive to each other in the same way that most internet people are.
That's the myth, that as soon as you become a mother that all you talk about is G-rated things, you know, with occasional poo and wee splashed in, but we still have sexual desires, even though,
well, I don't know
anyway, that has been quite affected by childbirth. It is a misconception that you completely change when you become a mother, and that all your frame of reference is your children. And I think that's probably what's brought this up, apart from it's being filthy and everyone likes to talk about you know, I think it, this is quite liberating. Although Steve has just put his hand up and he does not want to talk about
Can I go? last order of the weather spins.
We will finish the penis speaker in a minute. We won't be able to hear if you're sat there.
Where is it?
But what I liked, especially, that the person who wrote the original post actually used like her real name for the.
Sarah.
I hope it doesn't come out that it's a hoax. I hope it is.
I know.
It seems too good. I hope it's not like. It seems astonishing.
But she came back.
I consider changing. Consider name changing for this, but fuck it. You're already in.
That's it.
For a penny, for a pound. To a novel. It was a cold and stormy night. You are straight in with that intro.
But she came back later in the thread, you know, after she'd had all these responses, and she was like, oh, I refuse to believe not one other person who's sitting in bed. It was my husband warning his mate not to make squash in said sex beaker that outed us.
Why would you want to stick your in a cold glass of water after having a lovely time in your wife?
I don't
Rightio, darling, I've just got to pop my Johnson. Sorry,
at what time and at what angle?
And how often do you refresh the water?
How big is the beaker?
Yeah.
And then they just drip dry? What happens then?
But I liked it later about how...
This is romance, isn't
it? And I thought it was quite a nice reference to our earlier podcast when we talked about Archimedes' principles about measuring the volume of one's testicles. They said you could actually measure the volume of your husband's penis by dunking it in the water and showing the displacement of the water for the volume of the doodle.
But at what stage?
Yeah. Oh, indeed. Excuse me.
She messed up.
Someone said tumescent. That's two right there. Okay, it's time now for hummus review. This week we've got a different kind of hummus. It's not Sainsbury's own brand.
I think it's a bit runny. It falls off the stick.
It's called Great Food or something.
Where's it from, Ellie?
It's from Sainsbury's, but the brand is like called Great Food. It's like something you'd see made up on The Apprentice.
Great Food hummus.
Yeah, Great Food. Oh, hummus, Great Food.
I bought Sainsbury's Basic the other day. Fine, you wouldn't know.
No.
All right. See, he speaks out about hummus.
Yeah, that's it. Obviously,
and another thing.
Buy the cheap hummus, people. It's fine.
This is just an elaborate plan, by the way, for hummus companies. I'm hoping hummus companies are listening in and they'll start sending in their hummus
for a
review and giving us free hummus. You'd never guess I was a video game show.
My phone is excellent. However, I've heard the Samsung Ace 2 is brilliant.
The Galaxy is... that's
the one.
That's the one. That's the meal ticket.
I like my car, however.
Listeners, if you do want to send us anything, if you do want to send us anything of value...
don't send a penis beaker.
No. We've got those at home.
How big is it? Can you get on this straight?
No. Look, what they described... We were going to move on from this, Steve. You just keep bringing it back,
I didn't even think we were recording. I thought we were having a drink.
Yeah, so...
why am I here?
That's a big question.
Is this an intervention?
Lock the doors. That's what I say. Lock the doors again. But no, in the article of Penis Beaker on Mumset, she does actually reveal it's a plastic. Just a plastic beaker.
More likely for a kid to pick it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Jesus. Oh, dear. Use bog roll like the rest of us do. Honestly.
Well,
just fall asleep
somehow.
In your own muck. Who cares? It's all natural.
It is all natural, but just a bit smelly.
So that's the end of Hummus Watch for this episode. Thanks again for listening, those of you who are still with us. And next up, we've got a new section.
Ooh.
Yes, Helen's pretending to be excited.
I am. I'm expecting a new jingle.
Oh, no, you're the guest. You have to do the jingle.
What is the section?
Look, here, this one, there, this one.
Digital nanny.
Yeah.
Digital nanny.
Can you do it like in a robot voice?
Digital nanny. Come on.
That'll do.
All right, go on. You try it.
George's favourite song is The Robots by Kraftwerk. Just thought I'd throw that one out.
No, can I upscale middle class you that me and my husband and my two children went to see Kraftwerk live?
At Latitude.
In
your fucking organic teepee.
Absolutely. So that was our Kraftwerk segue.
What can I just ask?
But this is another good thing about staying at home with your dad. You get to listen to good fucking music.
Mm.
If he's with his mum, he'd listen to Heart FM. He'd be watching some property programme and Kim Kardashian having her minge waxed. We're on fucking Six Music all day long, throwing ourselves around the kitchen to the Ramones.
Non-stop pardon.
Sport.
Mm.
I think a man should bring up a boy.
Boom.
And another thing.
Get the Czech beer away from the guest, Ellie.
Are we going to start recording?
Beg your pardon. We listen to groovy music at my house during the day. I brought up my children to Kraftwerk and the Beatles.
No, it's cool. Yeah, it's good.
But
they love it.
Yeah,
What's a Kraftwerk?
What's a Kraftwerk? Oh, come on.
I just watched the X Factor. I don't know.
That's child abuse. My kid's going to grow up strange.
What I like is because of hanging out with you, my child, because you and I have called each other by our surname, Hill and Gibbo.
Gotcha.
So now my child quite often calls me Gibbo.
Nice. Yeah, not mummy.
Not mummy. Well, put it this way, I was putting him to bed one night and, you know, and he was just standing up in his cot going, mummy, mummy. And I said, it's all right, darling, I'm here, but you need to lie down and go to sleep now. And he went, Ellie. I was like, I know, darling, I'm here. Just lie down and go to sleep. And then he went, Gibbo! And that was it. That broke my heart. Yeah. And I picked him up and put him in our bed. I'm a really good parent. But, yeah.
Well, conversely, I sometimes get called, Steve! I can't imagine where he's got that from.
I know, my kids will go, Daddy, Daddy, and then all of a sudden go, Will! Get down the stairs. Again, just off their own, top of the head.
Just off the
really,
top of the head.
Yeah.
We're going to introduce a section of
this. Yeah. Seven
it is time for... Later. Digital nanny.
Imagine the font as it went across. Oh.
So digital nanny is basically, look, we're not going to lie about it. Am I right in saying all three of us use technology to entertain our children so we don't have to? Not all the time.
Mummy's little helper, daddy's little helper.
Steve just put his hand up. Some of us all the time. But, you know, but obviously there's good technology and bad technology, right? I wouldn't let Charlie play Grand Theft Auto, certainly not the latest one. San Andreas is a much
boring,
stronger. Yeah.
The early ones are.
I'll stop it with
a bit
your
more
games.
Satirical, I think.
Your games, twaddle.
Look, we're broadening the demographic, Helen.
Oh, okay, sorry. But I use my iPhone 3, which has got a massive crack in it, just to watch Fireman Sam in the supermarket with my child, so he will shut the f*** up.
TV's almost become the second best thing. Since we've got the iDad, as someone else called it. No, I can't take credit for that. Somebody you know is a
but clever,
I'm not really bothered about TV. Yeah, it's all about... He literally woke up in bed with me the other day, because that's another thing we do is sleep together, and he went, I want Cars on the iPad. Hadn't even opened his eyes. Did I not? Have a stretch, take in the date. Take in the air, straight
Hello
on
there.
It, straight on it.
Have some toast and a cup of tea before you ask for the
As a former occasional games journalist, I have a lot of video games, so we're basically working through the last 20 years of games, and his big favourite is Driver San Francisco. I checked the stats the other day, we've done 50 hours on the road. That was last
winter.
And
that's just with you playing it and him
watching it. Yeah, him watching it, yeah. And then I discovered it's all on YouTube. You just give him the iPad and he watches a Spanish walkthrough of some of the other levels. Happy assemble, yeah.
Getting back to the actual topic, my husband walks through the door, you know, about 8 o'clock at night, and the kids don't say, hi, Daddy. They say, where's your iPad? You know, that's the first thing they say, or where's Daddy's iPad? And, you know, it does get a little bit sad. Even though all three of us are bringing our children up in London, I do feel like they are seeing the outside world as well as being quite keen on iDevices. But the digital nanny obviously extends to television. It extends to all the things that help us A, cook the dinner, and B, stay sane.
Imagine if that, mother and father. Imagine if that stuff wasn't there. You'd have to interact and read books and teach them to count.
Stop it. I know.
Craft. Work.
Painting. Anyway, so I think that what is the conclusion to our thesis that we do all let our children watch a hell of a lot of television and screen time.
The jury's out on whether that's any good for them or not.
No, that's it.
But I still watch TV all day myself. Is that because I watched TV as a kid?
I watched a lot of television as a kid. And, you know, I am alive. I was employed. I went to university. I can go to the toilet by myself.
I'm socially inept, but I can operate remote control in the dark.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know, with some parents who say, oh, my children don't watch TV.
Well, that's just like depriving them of books or oxygen.
Yeah. No, we'll judge you.
I don't know.
Show me a country in the world that's rejected TV. I think Bhutan picked it up in 99. it's global. Everybody watches TV.
Yeah, I think that's it. And I think it's all about the balance, isn't it? That you do...
16 hours telly, 8 hours sleep.
Yeah, that's it. There's the education there.
Well, I think that's enough digital chat. I feel like we've kicked digital culture's face right off.
Yeah,
so let's move on.
Yeah.
Helen, what have we got coming up next?
Well, we've got the lovely Steve, who's still here. He hasn't left us. So welcome, Steve, and thank you for staying and not leaving.
Thanks. Yeah. Hello. I'm Steve Hill. I'm a stay-at-home dad, and
otherwise known as a sad.
So your son George is 2, same age as my Charlie and Helen's Hugo.
Okay. Okay. So 2 years and 9 months ago, could all have been joylessly rotting.
We could have talked about real world issues, but today it is. It's snot, fish fingers, and poo.
That's right.
I left the house today with fish fingers on the floor and ketchup on the wall.
Oh.
Just a beautiful scene. And
that's it. You thought, I'm ready to see the scummy ladies.
And the child was even worse.
Hey. Just to kind of give a bit of, I don't know, credibility to what we're talking about today, we did do a bit of a quick research, and in the UK, 14% of childcare providers or stay-at-home parents are actually dads, and I didn't realise that.
It's about 1 in 7.
It's about 1 in 7.
They're the worst, to be honest. I try to acknowledge you. We're not bus drivers. You don't have to flash your lights. You're not my friend. Other dads, do you chat?
Because I've never talked to so many strange women until I had a child, and then whether you can be in the supermarket or the library or the swimming pool, whatever, but you end up going, oh, is he? How old is he? And what's
he? He's a monkey.
Yeah,
I think he might be gay. That sort of thing.
Well, yeah, the mums obviously don't speak to me at all.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they give the sort of pitying look. It's sort of pity patronising. It's a kind of a. Oh, something must have gone wrong. Paedophile, let me see. Well, he looks a bit like him. Doesn't see him in any obvious distress.
Right.
Okay, divorced.
So they sort of, it's like a stage of judgment.
Yeah, it's paedophile, divorce, terminal disease. Mm. Or yeah, kind of, you know, you've just got in for the day. You're not doing it properly. You're not really doing it. You've just got in for an hour.
Oh,
gee, that's nice.
But they kind of patronise it. Oh no, well done. Well, like it's really hard to wipe someone's ass. I must have wiped my own for several decades. Yeah,
I'm only doing it now because in 50 years he'll be doing it to me.
Well, yeah, that's payback. I tick him up on the wall.
No, it is. It's
200 you owe me. But yeah, it is different. It's mildly hostile, or yeah, you just kind of. You're not integrated. The NTC lot are the worst. The NTC mafia.
NCT.
What are they called?
Car park. The NCP.
Those national car park people.
Yeah.
They hog the swings. Four buggies, about $8,000 worth. Can we get on the swings now? Sorry, no, we've got these. It's like Grange Hill or something. It gives you lunch money.
You are not in our club, man.
But yeah, you do definitely feel excluded.
But is it never an advantage? Like, do you never get people who are like more sympathetic to you? Because
it's not a disease.
Some of my best friends are stay-at-home dads. I love you people.
It's not an affliction, it's quality time.
When people have got wedding, when men wear wedding rings, they say, oh, I got more panini than I ever dreamed of now that I've got a wedding ring on, because it's
this is what I thought. I thought I'm going to be Hugh Grant in some tragic film. Sad backstory, all the yummy mummies, all the Notting Hill nannies. Not a word in 13 months. Admittedly, I'm listening to Joy Division on my headphones and staring into the distance. The whole kind of Groundhog Day drudgery is the worst. I mean, that's not exclusive to men. It's just the...
No,
next 14 hours.
This is happening.
Left to my own devices, I probably wouldn't build a pile of plastic bricks or kick a Spider-Man football around the garden.
Well, you say that. But I remember seeing you do that about 6 years ago.
When he is at nursery, I do sometimes go and kick a ball around the garden. And go, when's he coming home for our kickabout?
You're a big old softy. In this Guardian article talking about stay-at-home dads, it said half of them actually felt lucky to be home, so which obviously means the other half did not feel lucky to be home.
Do you feel lucky, Steve?
This is the question. Yes.
It's slightly different for me. I've been at home anyway. I've been housebound for like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a case of I'm going back to work, have that. Just a slight adjustment.
So everything else is the same. You were a work-at-home person.
Yeah, I've
worked
at home for centuries, this century and the last one.
Correct.
Suddenly there's just a blob of DNA being put into your arms. I'm like, this is him. I think I slept through the first year, I think. Because she had a year off and I took to my bed for a year and then suddenly, all right, he's one now and he's yours. Okay.
And, off we go.
What's his name?
There he is.
Name's George, by the way, or Mr. G, as we call him, since the horse-faced parasites at the palace stole his birthright.
Oh, yes. Don't I'm a royalist, by the way. They are not, because they're
Australians
English.
Are. Just they so are. They understand. Are.
No, I was going to say...
Don't get me started.
I know. It is really interesting, because... You know, you were saying about stay-at-home dads and there's that kind of nod. It's the same with Australians. Like when I go out and if you hear another Australian accent, people feel compelled to sort of say, we're both Australian. It's like, who cares?
It's got a big question.
We're not friends. We just happen to be born within
a massive
14,000 million radius of each other. It's okay. Let it go. So I can understand your pain when... That happens to Australians. We're probably about 14% of the population as well, but it's very we don't have to like each other just because we're in the same boat.
No, but yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, another dad is like, oh, well done. F*** off, you're probably doing it worse. Honestly, you're a loser, get a job. What the f*** are you doing, lazy right. prick?
I never had a proper job in the first place.
Where's your wife? F***ing left you. Not surprised.
So you judge each other, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice. That's what mums do best, just hate each other. We're really good at hating each other, as you would find on most mothers' internet websites. Do dads hate each other, do you think, as much as mothers? These are the hard-hitting questions we're answering.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All the mothers hate me. Another example, before I really knew what I was doing, well, before I got an iPad, essentially, you used to take for these kind of daycare centres and... me and nine women would sit around and sing some songs, and he'd crawl off and knock over a bookcase and all just look at me. He's done that because you're a man. You're a violent psychopath. No, he's just bored of your songs. And
you're shaking the tambourine.
Yeah, and they all got for a coffee together, and it's just me and him, right?
Oh.
Me and you again, G. Do we go on the swings?
Oh. So a shout out to mothers and people in baby groups, include the dads.
Yeah,
they're not weirdos. They're not morons.
Some
they're
of
not, Sorry, they're not.
There's a bloke at Barrancy Castle. Exaggerating slightly for comic effect, but I do feel like a fucking freak. The essential drudgery is probably the same for anyone. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a stay-at-home mum, do I? Because I have a fucking balls, or a, as he calls them, piece and nutsack.
Your Honour. Bless George.
Panini's the
other. I love that you were so forward-thinking that you named
I've him. Listened to the show. I yeah. named him in front of, for the Royal, yeah.
Yeah, you are. You're forward-thinking. You said, yeah.
Named after George Cole from Minder.
Oh, really? I named Hugo after the simpleton character from...
I could get on to middle class names, which winds me up.
Oh, okay.
He's at nursery with Jocasta, Zebedee, Tetris, Nvidia, and Anthrax.
Oh,
George,
it.
Are you there?
Nvidia, where's your coat? Oh, I love that. Oh.
No, seriously, as a bloke, he's incredibly pleased. Like, this is Merlin. And Harry went, oh, we know a Merlin. And you could see the moment his heart broke.
Oh, no.
But he wasn't the only in the world to name his kid after a fictional wizard as opposed to a real one.
He was
devastated.
So, Steve, I guess what everyone wants to know is, what are the top three misconceptions about being a stay-at-home dad?
I guess, you know, the fact that you can't do it, you're somehow doing it wrong.
Mm.
I mean, how hard is it? They don't have that many emotions, you know. They're
hungry,
tired, or I fouled myself.
Yeah.
It's a very basic Tamagotchi model.
Yeah.
And once you master
keep
those,
them alive, that's it. That's a success.
Make everything a game, really. Mm. But yeah, you sort of get withering looks like, what, you know, what's he? Oh, he's doing that wrong. He's, you know,
I know.
He's cycling too fast with that child.
Yeah,
they're actually right about that.
You shouldn't have entered the Tour de France.
Hey! No, I found it funny. Like, we were away on holiday. And I wanted to have a bit of a rest. So I said, Will, you know, you take the kids down to the beach or whatever. And Will was just holding hands with my children, our children, sorry, 4 and 2. And someone turned around and said, ooh, you're looking after the kids, big responsibility. And they, you know, Will's equally, you know, we're half and half. We're 50% mother and father. And I think that's so, there is that complete misconception that just because you are... carrying a pair of testicles that you are...
Like, it's a novelty. It's incredibly boring. It's 14 hours of grinding tedium.
Yeah, that's it.
And the breastfeeding was quite difficult.
Yeah. But I heard that a man can actually breastfeed.
You can lactate if you force yourself.
Nonsense.
It came up years ago. I think
there's some tribe somewhere.
Aww.
I'm not going to say because I'll end up sounding racist, but yeah... But I think there is...
Australians are.
Yeah, they are. That's it, because we're so far away from the rest of the world. You know, I heard that in some parts of the world that men will breastfeed for suckling, for comfort for the child. I don't know if Steve has done that, because you speak for all men.
I find that incredibly creepy. He will occasionally press a nipple and go, "Vot's dat?"
Yeah.
We are bringing up as German, as you know. But no,
you are making me listen to Kraftwerk. Das Auto. Yes,
and we watched World at War on yesterday.
Das Boot.
something light.
Yeah.
But let's finish on like a positive thing. So perhaps to any other stay-at-home dads out there, or men who are thinking of becoming stay-at-home dads, what are your top tips?
Get a f***ing job, you loser. But apart from the absolute tedium and the arse wiping and the tantrums and the feeding, it's generally a magical time. It's good to have, you know, these years, because eventually he's going to turn around and tell me to fuck off. But before he learns to despise me, it is good to just get these few years in.
Yeah, no, I think that's really nice. I especially more my son than my daughter, because I feel like Matilda's never going to leave. But with my son, I kind of think... The time that I have with him, you know, is quite precious.
Yeah,
and you do cherish the cuddles and the "Mummy, I love you." And you go, "Oh, stop it, you softy!" Yeah, I do like them
only because you are biologically programmed to like them. That's why they look like you. It's purely business.
Yeah.
You do, and when we're out together, I see you like give him a little kiss when you think, "Oh, I'm not looking."
Oh,
rubbish! I'm just transferring some food.
Like a penguin.
It's your company, so it's almost like having a friend, which, is, as you know, is quite rare for me.
Getting back to the Guardian article, because whatever the Guardian says is true.
It is, yes. It's the Bible.
Do you feel lucky to be a stay-at-home dad?
Kind of.
sort of.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I just don't know how long I've been trapped in this insane world. I think it's about a year.
Well, it's time, as always. We've nearly reached the end of the podcast, so it's time for Scummy Mummies, or as it is for this episode, Scabby Daddy's Confession. And actually, Steve, you and I have a Scummy Mummy / Scabby Daddy confession, because this happened to both of us. I like how I say it happened to both of us, like it was nothing to do with any choices we made. Do you want to tell this story?
No. It was our traditional. No, it was actually on a Friday, wasn't it?
Friday, yeah.
We'd had a lovely day. We dragged them around the London Transport Museum, which is really boring.
Oh, stop it. I love the London Transport Museum.
They have to do they stamp these things. They like to say,
yeah. They do the stamp.
Your
the
kid
cars.
Lost his. My kid completed his. Still got it, very proud. They drove buses. My kid lay on the floor because he had to get off the bus so some German could have a go. We finally got them out of there. It was so dull. And we had a
lovely lunch, lovely healthy
lunch,
some pizza.
Huge bottles of Italian beer.
Yeah, quite
and
big,
we thought,
yeah.
Well, it's a nice sunny day, late summer. Let's nip into Yates's Leicester Square.
Well, no, that's not. We thought, let's have another lovely drink outside.
Yeah.
And weirdly, there's nowhere to sit with children
in central
in space
London, yeah.
And have a drink. And I thought, well, Leicester Square is pedestrianised, so that's fine. You know, and Wetherspoons, we all love a Wetherspoons, but Wetherspoons was full. So I was like, Yates is my Nodge, it's right next door. It wouldn't be my first choice, even as a, you know, solo drinker. But
there's beer and a seat.
That's it. So then we sat down and we had a lovely time.
The kids were playing nicely, but basically there was a couple, I think they were Mancunian, they'd basically come down to London just to smoke some more fags, I think. They had about 80 Richmonds between them, which I don't even think is a real fag. Basically, anyway, your kid started misbehaving. Your kid was banging about on a drain.
He was jumping on like the thing that they opened the thing to put the beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like the beer chute.
And I was telling him not to. I wasn't shouting at him, but I was saying, no, don't do that. That's not acceptable behaviour.
Eventually, this woman started scowling and going, you shouldn't have kids in pubs. So as they left, I said, thank you for sharing your cigarettes with our children. And the guy took offence to that and said, do you want to make something of it? Basically asking me to have a fight with him in Leicester Square on a Friday night. So,
at like four in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Wow! So,
okay, that's how it's going to go down.
Charming!
I'm going to fight you in Leicester Square.
In
front of two-year-olds. So yeah, we had a massive fight and I vanquished him, or I politely declined. You decide.
Do you have a Scummy Mummy confession for us this week?
Well, I was trying to think about something to do with Dad so I could put my husband in the Will took our children to the swimming pool and they were getting changed. And, you know, the swimming pool's quite open. There's not a lot of, you know, sound protection. And Matilda decided to announce to the rest of the swimming pool when they were getting dressed that Matilda said, Daddy, I can see your... Yes, Matilda. Yes, yes. But, Daddy, look at your thing. And it's like, la, 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 la. Anyway, she was basically announcing to the local swimming pool that she could see her dad's ding dong. So that was pretty
peace.
Scummy. Yeah. Yeah. And so I've had many scummy mummy confessions actually this week for myself. My children have been very good at eating food off the floor in both at home and in the supermarket. They've dropped a lot of dirty things and eaten them in cafes. And my son seems particularly obsessed with eating his own snot at the moment.
And
other people's. Like, he's just got a taste for it. He's like a bit of an addict at the moment. So, yeah, it's been fairly scummy. As a roundup, news roundup. At the Helen Thorne house.
So we had a Scummy Mummy confession from Sam Simpson. Now, she's just got another puppy, so she's got two dogs. And she says, the game my daughter enjoys the most at the moment is how many dog biscuits can I consume before mummy has to hook them out? And Sam says, the game is starting to grow on me. It's a personal achievement if I can count biscuits out of her mouth instead of mush, and her numeracy skills are growing with each time we play. So not so scummy, mummy, but indirectly educational, no?
Yeah.
Can I just do this?
No, we don't.
Well done, Sam.
We love you, Sam. Well done. Well done for that.
And Sonny De Bruin. Sonny, you're one of my friends and I can't pronounce your last name. Anyway, Sonny, my love, she said that her daughter, Bella, was at the local corner store 200 metres from her home and they were paying for their milk and bread And the lovely shopkeeper said, "Bella, how are you today?" And her response was, "My daddy has a big doodle." Oh, dear. And he looks at me, he's speechless. And we just turned around and walked out together, excruciating. So that's a lovely story. Thank you, Sunny.
Well, that's it. That's it for another episode. So, Steve, thank you so much for being our special guest this episode. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Thank you my 4 bottles of Czech lager. I asked the Polish, they sent me Czech.
I did my best.
It's been an emotional time. It's glad to share my...
Do you feel like purged in any way? Do you feel cleaner?
No, I feel less inclined to speak about anything, I think.
Well, thank you for coming. I've thoroughly enjoyed penis speaker chat.
I look forward to the edit.
Thank you very much, Steve. And also, I think we want to say love the dads. They're doing a great job. Well done, stay at home dads, all 14% of you.
Yeah.
Don't judge them. They're as scummy as us. They're all wiping poo and feeding their kids fish fingers off the floor.
I consider fish fingers a treat.
Oh, really?
12 minutes under the grill.
Cheerios, 3 meals a day.
Fingers is birthdays.
Yeah. That's an episode of Mike the Knight just there.
Don't start me on Mike the Knight. He's too young to have a knighthood.
That's it for another episode. Thanks again for listening. Please do, as always, we're at scummymummies.com. You can look us up on Twitter at scummymummies or on the facebook.com/scummymummiespodcast.
And should we do a quick preview of next episode, Ellie?
Why not?
We will be having our own mothers. My mother is coming from Australia to be on this podcast.
Scabby grannies.
Scabby grannies or grubby grannies, I think we could grubby, call
them. Oh, I love that. Yeah, grubby and my mum will be joining us as well.
It'll be 4 on the DHS couch.
Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.